Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Michael Polk, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-P-O-L-K, date of accident 7-3-2021, date of birth 11-14-1975, and date of service is 1-25-2022. Mr. Michael Polk is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially T-boned on the driver's side as a Western driver, leading to various symptoms that are currently present. Initially, he reported headaches, along with forgetfulness, nightmares, and fearful of the event, and pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, essentially, and some pain in both wrist, as well as pain in the right leg anteriorly, radiating to all the way to the ankle and foot. However, he has no involvement of the toes or fingers ever. The patient was initially seen on 12-14-2021, and then 12-23-2021, and now he's here for follow-up evaluation on 1-25-2022. His pain level remains 9 in the spine area, in cervical, middle back, and lower back, without any radiculopathy. He has pain in the right wrist at this time, around 6, and pain in the knee is reported to be 10. He cannot walk without pain, up and down, or any length. His shoulder now completely okay, and he has no pain in the fingers or toes. Pain level usually remains between 8 and 9. However, 60% pain is reported to be relieved. The areas that are affected are general activity, mood, sleep are affected 8, walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system review, a neurology and psych patient reports that she has a headache, but no vision disturbance, dizziness, or vertigo. There is no double vision, blackout, or seizures, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, and there is no loss of memory. But there is a positive history of anxiety, lack of focus, and difficulty sleeping. Only headache without any TBI symptoms. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the lower back, mid back, and neck, and right wrist, and right knee. No radiculopathy is reported. The GI has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. There is no other trauma reported, and the pain has actually remained the same in last 30 days. Current pain medications are Narco 7.5. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 216 over 147, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 99, and rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 12-23-2021, dictation number 1223-052. Plan of care. The MRI that was done previously was reported. There is a herniated disc at L4, L5, 7 millimeter central disc herniation encroaching on the epidural space without central canal stenosis. In addition, patient does have C3, C4, C4-5, C6, 7 herniated disc causing other issues, including pressure on the epidural space, but without any central canal stenosis. The patient was advised that he can consider surgical consultation regarding cervical disc replacement and lumbar epidural and cervical epidural steroid injections. Along with this, the patient was complaining of some pain in the left shoulder, for which some injections therapy can be given before trying any MRI. The patient is able to raise his arm up to 120 degrees of abduction. Pain level is also minimal to 3 to 4, and it's not significant. Other than that, no other treatment is needed. The sacroiliac joints were slightly tender, and positive Faber test, Johnston test. It is possible to give sacroiliac joint injections to both joints to him if lower back pain is not cleared by simple lumbar epidural steroid injections, time fall. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be making a new appointment to see us. A knee brace was provided to this gentleman for helping with the knee locomotion and healing. A cervical traction was provided to help with the traction device for help with the further improvement in the condition and to provide decompression forces for the spine. He has been advised about the McKenzie exercises, yoga exercises, decompression of the cervical by traction on it. All of these have been shown to him. Acupuncture has been advised, and physical therapy will continue. Even a chiropractor treatment can also help. Thank you.